Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. In 1962, one swing-era icon teamed up with younger adventurous musicians while another toured the Soviet Union. A saxophone giant returned to the scene. Bossa Nova was on the rise, and so was the avant-garde. In the next hour, we'll explore the jazz sounds of a year that saw the world spend 2 weeks in autumn teetering on the brink of nuclear war. It's 1962, the year in jazz, cool in crisis. Coming up next on Nightlights. Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, featuring Freddie Hubbard on trumpet with Skylark from the album Caravan, recorded in October 1962 in the midst of the Cuban Missile Crisis. 1962, the year in jazz. Downbeat magazine ran a two-part series called Racial Prejudice in Jazz, featuring a pointed and candid roundtable discussion among jazz critics Ira Gitler and Nat Hentoff, musicians Max Roach and Abby Lincoln, and others. Roach's album Freedom Now Suite was banned in South Africa, to which Roach responded, "It's good to hear I'm not accepted by the South African government. That's the best news I've had all week." Benny Goodman toured the Soviet Union. In Santa Monica, California, the Aragon Ballroom, a big band era landmark, closed. New York City's Lincoln Center formed a committee to begin the presentation of jazz. Saxophonist Sonny Rollins emerged from a two-year sabbatical to once again record and perform, while John Coltrane and Eric Dolphy defended themselves in the pages of Downbeat against a critic who had called them anti-jazz. Bossa Nova broke big in the jazz world, while the avant-garde continued to simmer, and the first stirrings of jazz education kept finding their evolutionary way. In the world outside of jazz, the Cold War reached its most dangerous point yet with the October Cuban Missile Crisis, and the American Civil Rights Movement scored a victory with James Meredith's enrollment at the University of Mississippi, while John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth. I'll start off with music from Duke Ellington, who undertook two collaborative projects in 1962 with younger, adventurous musicians, Max Roach and bassist Charles Mingus for the trio album Money Jungle, and saxophonist John Coltrane. Both LPs showed Ellington more than keeping pace with his younger colleagues in the service of taut, modernistic jazz, though the Money Jungle session became legendary for its tensions, with Ellington having to talk Mingus into finishing it after the bassist stormed out at one point. Several years later, he offered a more lyrical remembrance from the session, saying that for one of his compositions, he had told Mingus and Roach, "Now we are in the center of a jungle, and for 200 miles in any direction, no man has ever been. And right in the center of this jungle, in the deep moss, there's a tiny little flower growing, the most fragile thing that's ever grown. It's God-made and it's untouched, and this is going to be the little African flower." Here's the trio's response on Nightlights. Thank you. Duke Ellington and John Coltrane performing Ellington's composition Take the Coltrane from their 1962 collaboration, and Ellington before that with Max Roach and Charles Mingus performing his composition Fleurette Africaine from their 1962 album Money Jungle. One of the most talked about events in the jazz world in 1962 was Benny Goodman's U.S. State Department sponsored tour of the Soviet Union. One of the most significant jazz forays behind the Iron Curtain, it provoked some controversy among jazz musicians for the choice of Goodman, who was viewed by many as a less than modern representation of the American jazz scene. Goodman commissioned charts from many young talented arrangers such as Oliver Nelson, Tad Dameron, and Gary McFarlane, but almost immediately reverted to older arrangements. He assembled an orchestra of top-notch artists who ultimately found themselves demoralized by the less than opulent conditions of touring in the Soviet Union and the leader's penchant for playing it safe musically, not to mention his generally unfriendly demeanor. Asked what it was like playing with Goodman in Russia, saxophonist Zoot Sims quipped, "Every gig with Benny is like playing in Russia." The band eventually recorded a 2-LP set of music that included one of the most modernistic charts that they did actually perform. Here's Benny Goodman and Tad Dameron's Swift as the Wind on Nightlights. Benny Goodman and his band that toured the Soviet Union in 1962 performing Tad Dameron's Swift as the Wind, featuring trumpeter Joe Wilder. There was another international twist to jazz in 1962, the rise of the bossa nova sound, propelled by the commercial success of saxophonist Stan Getz and guitarist Charlie Bird's jazz samba collaboration. The term bossa nova was Portuguese for new trend. The music was a hybrid of Brazilian samba and jazz with centrally ethereal rhythms and melodies, suggestive of sadness, romance, and a perpetual summertime. Downbeat ran a number of stories on the genre, including a bossa nova bandwagon roundup in its record review section and a lengthy Real History of Bossa Nova article, while a full-page ad from Riverside Records asked, "Who is the boss of the bossa nova?" and suggested its own label member, Charlie Bird, as the answer. We'll hear the short 45 RPM version of the song that helped to break bossa nova in 1962, Stan Getz, Charlie Bird, and Desafinado on Nightlights. Saxophonist Stan Getz and guitarist Charlie Bird, the 45-single version of Desafinado from their 1962 album Jazz Samba. I'll have more jazz from the year of 1962 in just a few moments. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs, including shows about the years 1959, 1960, 1961, and 1963, and view playlist on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Cool in Crisis, 1962, the Year in Jazz, on Nightlights. I'm featuring jazz from the year of 1962 on this edition of Nightlights. 1962, a year that saw the first performance of a jazz group at the White House, with the Paul Winter Sextet playing for First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy and assorted dignitaries, and the first album ever recorded by a group of musicians residing in a drug rehabilitation center, The Sounds of Synanon, some of which can be heard on the Nightlights show Jazz from Rehab at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. 1962 also marked the untimely passing of several talented jazz musicians only in their 30s, including pianist-vibraphonist Eddie Costa, bassist Doug Watkins, and saxophonist Leo Parker, as well as the emergence of two young vocalists who received glowing write-ups in Downbeat, Gene Lee and Sheila Jordan. Reviewing a New York City performance of Jordan's, Don Heckman called it the best jazz singing since the last days of Billie Holiday, citing her remarkable ability to change the texture of her sound at will to suit the lyrics. She can move from a kitten-like playfulness to a driving, belting, tigerish growl. Lee was profiled along with her musical partner, pianist Rand Blake. The two of them had met as students at Bard College and had won one of the notoriously tough amateur night contests at the Apollo Theater in Harlem. Writing in Downbeat, Bill Koss said, Lee sings from what seems an original Billie Holiday influence through a series of flexible changes of sound and phrasing to follow the piano, sometimes suggesting to it. Blake's approach encompasses, depending usually on the content, contemporary jazz, contemporary classical music, and Pentecostal music. Lee had recently been employed as a social worker while Blake was still holding down a hotel night clerk job. In 1962, they made their debut on RCA with The Newest Sound Around. We'll hear music from that record, as well as this from Sheila Jordan's 1962 debut on Blue Note, Falling in Love with Love on Nightlights.
Falling in love with love is falling for make-believe. Falling in love with love is playing the fool. Caring too much is such a juvenile fancy. Learning to trust is just for children in school. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was high. I was unwise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love, with love everlasting. Then love fell out with me. Falling in love is falling for make-believe. Falling in love is playing the fool. Caring too much is such a juvenile fancy. Learning to trust is just for children in school. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was high. I was unwise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love, with love everlasting. Then love fell out. Love is falling for make-believe. Falling in love with love is playing the fool. Caring too much is such a juvenile fancy. Learn to trust is just for children in school. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was high. I wasn't wise with eyes unable to see. Then love fell out with love, fell out with love, fell out with me.
Summer night that you that was Laura. And she's only a dream.
Vocalist Jean Lee with pianist Rand Blake and Laura from their 1962 album The Newest Sound Around, and Sheila Jordan before that with Falling in Love with Love from her Blue Note album Portrait of Sheila Jordan. We'll turn now to two saxophone giants of the time, one returning to the jazz scene after a two-year sabbatical, the other now spurning the studios and staging his own concert at New York City's Town Hall. The saxophonists were Sonny Rollins and Ornette Coleman. Rollins had spent the previous 2 years studying and practicing by himself atop the Williamsburg Bridge in New York City. "I wasn't capable of withstanding the distractions," he told Downbeat in 1962. "I know that some people will be disappointed that I haven't come back with a brand new thing, but I did come back with a brand new thing. Me." We'll hear the title track from his aptly named return album, The Bridge, as well as a live performance from Ornette Coleman, who was himself now lying low after a two-year-long barrage of recording and performance activity that had made him a lightning rod for both advocates and detractors of his free jazz music. A rather humorous incident involving Coleman was reported in Downbeat around this time. He was booked to play in Cincinnati, and posters were put up around the city announcing a free jazz concert, which caused a number of people to show up expecting unpaid admission to the event. We'll hear music from one of the very few chronicled Coleman performances in the early 1960s, the concert at Town Hall. First, here's Sonny Rollins and The Bridge on Nightlights. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Saxophonist Ornette Coleman performing Sadness from his 1962 Town Hall concert with David Isenson on bass and Charles Moffat on drums. Bassist Charles Mingus also performed at Town Hall in late 1962. What was supposed to be a combination recording date and concert became a chaotic stop-and-start affair after Mingus began the evening by denouncing the format and telling those in attendance that they should ask for their money back. Before Ornette Coleman, we heard saxophonist Sonny Rollins with the title track from his 1962 album The Bridge, with Jim Hall on guitar, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Ben Riley on drums. I'll close out this 1962 edition of Night Lights with music from two very different but very significant pianists, one of whom, Oscar Peterson, was already a jazz giant by this time, the other, Cecil Taylor, championed by some critics, winning a New Star Award in downbeat, but working as a dishwasher during part of the year. Necessary, he said, for staying true to his artistic vision. That vision flowered by the end of the year into a more radical conception that abandoned the bar line. And we'll hear a document of Taylor's trio with avant-garde compatriots saxophonist Jimmy Lyons and drummer Sonny Murray performing in Copenhagen. First, this take on an Ellington standard from pianist Oscar Peterson, whose album Night Train scored big commercially and who was featured in Downbeat for his contributions to a jazz education class, an approach that some were already touting as an important part of the music's future. Oscar Peterson and CJM Blues on Nightlights.
Thank you.
I close with Cecil Taylor performing Lena from a 1962 performance at Café Montmartre in Copenhagen with Jimmy Lyons on alto sax and Sonny Murray on drums. Oscar Peterson before that with CJM Blues with Ray Brown on bass and Ed Thigpen on drums from the album Night Train. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.